Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verses 1 and 14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us. We have seen His glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Everyone likes a good story. Christmas is full of good stories. Our family has dozens of children's Christmas books and several Christmas movies we enjoy reading or watching every year. Stories about moments and memories, sweets and surprises. But almost all of those stories are fiction. They didn't really happen. The characters are all made up. The plot lines, even if they are believable, are just the product of someone's imagination. The most important Christmas story might sound like another myth or fairy tale, except that the writer of that story made sure to include many verifiable historical details. It is a true story. The Bible says, "The Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us." The Word is the Son of God Himself. He became a human being. He was born to dwell among us. We know Him as Jesus. It is His birth that we just celebrated. In the little town of Bethlehem, a woman named Mary had a child. She laid him in a manger, an animal's feed box, and angels sang about his birth. It is a true story. That child, Jesus, was full of grace and truth. He embodied truth. He didn't embellish the truth. He didn't cover up the truth or twist it to serve an agenda. Jesus came to dwell among us, to be and live and speak the truth. The truth of a God who came to save a world consumed by self-serving lies. The truth of a God who loves you more than you can imagine. The truth of a God who made His home on earth so you have a home with Him in heaven. The world wants to put Bethlehem in the same category as the North Pole, Whoville, and Bedford Falls. But the story of what happened there is true. And it is your story. Jesus came for you. Believe it. Celebrate it. Jesus, help me believe and celebrate the truth of your birth as my Savior. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go online to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then click Daily Devotions. God bless your day.